Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jenna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning and welcome back to Happy Hour here in another show with the Jenna Spilbor and the Carol Pesci and some dude and the dude, I guess you could say.
You're not the big Lebowski.
Okay, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. With the token male. And we have returned we're going to be talking today about to a guest about avoiding burnout, trying to build empires, but at the same time, while not burning yourself out. Is that correct?
Well, yes. And I think this is really good timing because we're going to be talking with Shauna Lynn Simon. She is the CEO of Shauna Lynn Coaching. Now, what she does is she peps up people to build their empires and be successful without burning out. And I'm so glad we're talking to her because I'll save it for when she joins us a little later in the show. But I really feel like people are lately, maybe post-pandemic, are extra irritable, extra cranky pants, extra quick to blow a fuse. And I think it's all connected.
All of this, I don't know. This is sounding so familiar to me, Frankenberry. Like there's somebody I know that emanates those qualities.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. I was just going to say the same thing. Tip of my tongue. I can almost put my finger on it, but not quite.
Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's the same tip of my tongue that's giving you both raspberries right now.
Yeah, listen there, lady. All right. You kind of tipped us off when you used a freaking alias today that says cranky pants, for God's sake.
That's right. Oops. I did.
Yeah.
Before we dive deep into the hole of cranky abyss, I think it is important because I don't think we mentioned this last week, and our listeners do definitely want to know this. But last Monday, so not quite a week ago, was our very own Curly Pesky's birthday. Happy, happy birthday once again to you, Curly Pesky.
Yes. Thank you. Little tennis claps. Very nice.
Thank you. And I heard from both of you, but I have to say what I found funny. I always known you're competitive, Jenna. And now I know that you get it from your mother because your mother texted me the day before my birthday to say happy birthday just so she could be the first one. And then Jenna texts me first thing on my birthday, happy birthday, blah, 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 something nice. And then, and by the way, the only reason my mother beat me was because I reminded her. Now they were competing.
I can't believe she did that to me.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm surprised she didn't have in the text, happy birthday there, Carol, before Jenna says happy birthday there, Carol. I win.
Yeah, it really ticked me off. Although ticking me off is pretty easy to do these days.
No. Hold on. Don't freaking amend it with these days or try to soften it up with these days. Ticking you off is pretty easy to do any day of the week since the day you were born.
Ooh, Frankenberry's wound up.
Come on, girlfriend. Deny it.
I did not. Wait. Here's what my father used to say. I deny the allegation and I despise the alligator.
Okay, that's why you became a lawyer.
I was just going to say that.
So, all right, I got to tell on myself. And I got to, and I have to sort of repent. And I think this might be my odd way of doing it. Excuse me. So, and like I said, it's very apropos that we have Shauna Lynn coming on later today because I had what can only be described as a text meltdown with a customer service rep from a big box store. I guess it's not important which store.
No.
But I'm going to tell on myself because I think I actually saved the text exchange so I could remind myself how big of an a-hole I can be when I wanna. And so I'm just going to tell you what happened.
And
so,
again, Carol, she qualifies things. You catch it?
Oh, yeah.
I had, in addition to Curly's birthday, Curly shares a birthday with a relative of mine, an uncle, who turned 85. 85 is a big birthday. Is it not? Like, most fives are big, you know, when you turn a new decade, and then when you turn a half a decade, those are traditionally the big birthdays, I would say.
I've never heard of the five being a big one. I've only ever heard of the zeros, but I'll let you go with it.
Look, you get past a certain number and everyone's a big one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, you get past 80, they're all big celebrations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is true.
That's like, by the way, speaking of getting past that, it's sad to see him go, but how about Norman Lear making it to 101?
Yeah, you know what? I heard that and I said, you know, good for him. And I think he was like a spry 101.
He was. I didn't even realize he was that old until I read that he had passed.
You know, you can't even be sad, right? It's like, oh, Norman Lear, what a great career. He died peacefully in his sleep. He died peacefully in his sleep at 101. I mean, like, you're like, good for you, Norman. Good for you.
That's right.
So anywho, back to me. I was specifically getting my uncle a gift card, an e-gift card, in the amount of $85 to commemorate his 85th birthday. I like doing that kind of thing, and that's what I was doing. And, you know, he's very hard to buy it for. So I go to this particular store where I know sometimes he will shop, or really my aunt shops for him. And I am putting in my order for this e-gift card, and I put in the $85. And then, you know, down when you're buying, when you're shopping online, it'll be like, pay with a credit card or pay with PayPal. I almost always pick the PayPal because it's real easy to track which card you use. Otherwise, I'm in a frenzy. Like, which card did I buy this on? Which card did I buy that on? And it just gets crazy when you're a shopaholic like me. I go to do the PayPal, and it jams up and it says something to the effect of, gift cards cannot be purchased on PayPal. Now, sidebar, makes no sense to me.
I was going to say, okay. Since when?
Yeah, I know. So I go, okay. So now I hit the credit card one, and then I have to put in a whole credit card number, and I'm doing the thing, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm writing the nice birthday message commemorating 85. Boonk, I hit send. It goes. So this was the day before his birthday. The next day, I contact my aunt. I'm like, hey, just so you know, it's not spam. I got a gift card, and then $85, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, thanks. I didn't get it yet. I'll look for it. So just in an abundance of caution, because, you know, my family members can be a little forgetful, I go back into my email receipts to make sure that it went through and that I could forward it to her if I needed to. And I'm reading through the receipt. And the receipt literally says this in the amount of the gift card. It has $85 with a line through it on my receipt, like redlined. And then next to it, $10. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, this is weird. Did I use points inadvertently? And so they're only charging me $10, but the card is still $85. I'm like, did I win a prize? Like, what the heck? Why does this receipt have $85 crossed out and then $10 next to it? So I hit the chat bot and I begin to chat with, eventually, after more than 9 minutes on hold, which is what? A lifetime, yes. I begin to chat with a person who knows who, right? And I explain the situation. Hey, ordered this gift card. And it clearly, in my receipt for the gift card, it's like, happy 85th birthday, blah, blah, blah. I said, but it says that the 85 is crossed out. It says it was only charged, I was only charged $10. I just want to verify that the full amount of the gift card that I intended got received. So lo and behold, the chat person says, nope, you only bought a $10 gift card. So I said,
how is that possible? But keep going. I know.
I say to this chat person, I'm like, no, did not. As you can see from, here's the order number. It has 85 crossed out, then the number 10. It was intended to be an $85 gift card. Can you please double check that I'm communicating this properly to you? Chatbot comes back. No. You only bought a $10 gift card. Now, sidebar, there is nothing in this world that you can buy at a big box store for 10 bucks.
Jenna, there's nothing in this world you can buy for 10 bucks, period. And why would it? Nobody is ever going to get a $10 gift card for anyone unless they're like, you know, seven.
This is true. You can't even get a gallon of milk anymore for 10 bucks. and not for nothing. This was, you know, I was correlating the amount of the gift card to the birthday. This was kind of like important that it's right or else the whole ha-ha moment is wasted.
Right.
So, all right. So now I'm going back and forth and with this chat bot. And the chatbot ends up saying to me, and I'm paraphrasing.
I quote, "You stink, stank, thunk."
No, the chatbot says words to the effect of, like, "Sorry, but this is your mistake."
Oh and that man. Was his first mistake or her yeah. first mistake.
Yeah, or that AI's mistake. And that AI is going to learn a big lesson from this.
Ooh. Don't tell Jonna Spielberg she's
You didn't tell me. So now I crack my thumb knuckle and I go after.
I can
this
see chat. It too.
I go after this chatbot with a vengeance. I don't know what came over to me. I was practically foaming at the mouth. I was so mad, and I start chatting away. I say, "Oh yeah. That's right. My mistake. Because $85 looks a lot like a one and a zero. I can see how that can happen. And I waited more than 9 minutes online for you to tell me this is my mistake."
Jenna, were you typing in all caps?
No, but I should have.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then.
You missed your opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I know. I really should have. I mean, I was obnoxious. I'm like, "This stinks. Your customer service stinks. You ruined an 85th birthday. I don't even know if my uncle is going to see another birthday." I mean, I was laying it on thick.
Oh, God.
I'm like, "The blood is on your hands." I almost just said that. And then they're like, "Is there anything else I could do for you?" I'm like, "No, there's nothing more you can screw up for me today. Good boy."
Good day, sir. Exactly. There you go, Carol.
And then I was like, "Well, now I can't do the obvious thing. I can't go back and buy a $75 gift card so that the 10 and the 75 add up."
Because that would be too easy.
Right.
Yeah, good
point.
So
I'm like, where else can I go to buy a gift card? And it turns out that when you're 85, you don't shop at a lot of places. This is the only place really that I shop. So I was like, this is really going to kill me. And I bought a $75 e-gift card from the same place.
That killed you.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm so dead. I am dead inside. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a cold day before I purchase anything for myself from that store.
And did you check your PayPal account to see what you were charged?
Or the credit card, actually. I was thinking the same thing, Carol.
No, but thanks for adding.
Oh, this could be a story for next week. Thank you, Barry.
Thanks for adding to my lengthy to-do list, because if I don't buy it on PayPal, I don't remember. It's not like there's a method to my madness. It's like, "Oh, which credit card is going to pop up and not make me have to remember the ID number? This one? Good. I'll use that." Bink! But I don't
remember. Just a quick question there, Ms. Spielberg.
Yes.
How many credit cards do you have that you use that you might forget which one it was?
Well, what's a normal amount?
Do, 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 do.
You raise a very good point. What is a normal number of credit cards?
I don't know what a normal number is. I'll tell you. I have four, but go ahead. Pick the girl
you
in the back.
Four? Okay, Carol, Curly, yes, you in the back.
Three.
What?
No, we're shattering her world, Carol.
Wait a minute. Here's why I don't believe you. Because credit cards all have different perks. If you only have three credit cards, you're minimizing your amount of perks. And you are a perky girl.
No. John, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you right now, the only person that is sitting back using all their credit cards just to be able to enjoy the perks is not Carol. And it certainly is not me.
It's my husband.
Okay. Maybe it's Carol's better half.
At least you're being honest. I don't believe you're like perks. You're all about the curves.
Discover 5% cash back.
Yep, that's a good one.
And a Visa. I don't even know if I get points for that. Oh, and then I have an Amazon credit card that I get Amazon points.
And I occasionally have some cash back on a couple of cards that never totals more than $10, and I use it. That's it.
My Amazon card could burn your fingertips off. Yeah, I use it for kindling. I use it if I don't have a match to light a candle. I just whip that card out. Boom, touch it.
That and some dry paper and boom, you're all set.
That's it. That's right. I have to have a fireproof wallet for that baby.
The survivalist shopper.
But yeah, no, I've only got four there.
Well, that's very interesting. I wish, you know, maybe one day when we can take calls again, I would love to know how many on average credit cards people now. Don't get me wrong. I have more than I use. Like, and our good friend Jeannie Kelly will tell you that if you don't use your credit cards, sometimes they'll snatch them away from you for non-use.
But not to close them out.
Yeah, but not to close them out. So I do have some that collect dust, while yet others are used for, you know, matches.
Right.
So anyway, I was hoping that I could confess this all to you because I did feel a teeny weeny, itsy bitsy bit bad after my outburst via text. But then I was like, you know what? It was via text. It wasn't like I was scaring this person in real life.
And you didn't click on all caps. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you're okay. You
that's a fine justification there. I think you can sleep with that there, Jonna.
You think I'm not going to go, you know, I'm still going to go to heaven one day when I'm 101?
For the lawyer, we will say the jury is still out on that one.
No.
All right.
Yeah, she's already used a lot of legal terms today. Allegations.
She has.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Kindling.
Is this somehow going to lead into, is there a legal term, Jonna, for trying not to burn yourself out?
Oh, nope. I wasn't doing that.
Wow. This please mark this down. Please mark today.
Is this his third Sagu?
This is my third.
I don't know, not my third. It's like second, maybe.
No, third.
It's third.
It's easy to keep count when the number is so small.
You know what I love about you, Frank Berry? It's like you didn't even suggest that today was going to be the day that you would submit your third Sagu. You know, you just kind of quietly, you're like the strong silent type. Like, oh, we're here. Texting, Amazon, credit cards. And then in you come. Ooh, boom, mic drop. I love it.
So what might be a term there, Jonna, if you were defending a client who was so burnt out that they committed some sort of minor crime, what would be the term that you would use for them that aside from being burnt out? My client, Bob Smith here, was
not guilty. Totally justified in assaulting the chat bot. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, jury, everything that guy just said is BS. Oh, and you blend. That's what I would say.
Oh, you blend.
You blend. Even know what that means, and I'm laughing.
From my favorite.
Oh, it's from my cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Oh, right. Favorite. Okay.
Which is probably a good way to de-stress if you are suffering from burnout. But who better to ask than our guest coming up after this break, Shauna Lynn Simon, who is the CEO of Shauna Lynn Coaching. She is going to tell us how to succeed in life without burning out. And I'm going to bet you burnout could be part of the reason why I attacked a customer service representative. But I'm going to ask her. We'll find out coming up.
All right. That sounds good. That is our guest on the way here on Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. I'm Frank and Barry, and we'll be right back with Such. So please stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour here. It's Jonna Spilbore. It is also Carol Pesci and this guy that's talking to you right now. And also, Shauna Lynn Simon is our guest today. And Shauna Lynn, I understand burnout a little bit, but I think you're going to talk to us more in depth about it.
I am, yes.
She sure is. And before we jump in, let me tell you a little bit about Shauna Lynn Simon. She is the CEO of Shauna Lynn Coaching and founder of SLS Academy and is a renowned business strategist, influencer, and author. You know what? Can I just sidebar? Why every time I say the word influencer, it sounds like I'm tripping over my tongue. I don't know. Like, I forget to, where do you put the emphasis on what syllable? But we'll get back to that. She empowers the high-performing entrepreneurs, CEOs, and business owners to scale their businesses, foster autonomy in their teams, and reclaim their time. Oh, my God. I can't wait till we talk about that. With a background in business analysis, she brings a data-driven approach to her innovative thinking. I cannot wait. Shauna Lynn is an expert in motivation, systems, hiring, empowerment, and branding. Her authenticity and honesty shine through as she delivers actionable solutions. As a featured speaker at conferences and media personality on TV, podcasts, and magazines, and radio shows like ours, she shares her wisdom, challenging the conventional norms. Shauna Lynn Simon is dedicated to helping aspiring entrepreneurs and accidental CEOs realize their dreams of business success. Shauna Lynn Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jonna. It's very great to be here. I'm excited to chat with you both. Yeah.
We really are too. And I'm going to, I want to launch into your background because you mentioned that you yourself struggled with burnout back in 2017 and then you overcame it. And I want to know all about that. Like, why burnout and how did you figure out how to overcome it? Because I think burnout is a big problem, especially now, like we're this post-pandemic, post-traumatic stress that I think everybody's under, but we'll get into that as well. So tell us about your experience with burnout.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest challenges is that no one really considers what they should do to prevent burnout until they realize they were starting to experience it. It's sort of one of those things that like, you don't realize you need to go to the doctor till you need to go to the doctor. And so some of that preventative stuff we tend to ignore. So for my story, back in 2017, I ended up with shingles. I was only 39 years old and I ended up with shingles and it completely shut down my body. For anyone who wants to know, by the way, shingles is as horrible as they say that it is. I cannot sugarcoat it. It is absolutely horrendous. And it took about a month to overcome shingles. So now the shingles is gone, but I'm exhausted. I can hardly function. I'm finding that it's difficult just to get through the day. I start going to see every doctor and specialist that I can find. And every single one of them basically was saying, there's nothing wrong with you. We can't find anything. Doing all these medical tests, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And so I eventually, after about a year of this, I thought, okay, well, maybe it's just a matter of, I just have to get over it. You know, shingles is just, you know, kind of working its way through my system. It's sort of just, you know, throwing some things off. And I kind of had this idea of this timeline of after about a year, I should be feeling better, right? So I started just forcing myself to get active again, forcing myself to do things. I just got to, you know, the old saying, power through. I just got to power through. And it wasn't working. So I ended up actually going to see a naturopath who finally was able to identify that what I was suffering from is what's called adrenal fatigue. And yes, it is actually a real thing. Yep. And it was simply burnout. So shingles didn't cause the adrenal fatigue. Shingles was just the last straw. I had been burning the candle at both ends. My body was done. And this was its way of saying, we're not doing this anymore. So it took me in total 3 years to recover. This is actually the short version, by the way. But it took 3 years to recover. I wasn't allowed to work out for 3 years. I was told I needed to limit my activity in order to get myself back into a peak condition, and which I have. I mean, I am now at 45 years old. I am in the best shape of my life, and my rebound has been phenomenal. But I'm also much more hyper aware of preventing that from ever happening again. It was difficult, not only physically but mentally as well. That it really took its toll.
Well, that's my first question, because maybe we should get kind of clear on the definition of burnout so everyone is on the same page. Like, I always think of burnout as totally mental, like you're just emotionally or mentally exhausted. But you're saying that there's also a physical component to burnout.
Absolutely. So there's been a ton of scientific data that can back this up. And I did mention I've got this whole analytical thing that I have that I worked through, but there's a ton of medical data or scientific data that backs it up that Anything that we experience mentally, emotionally, will present itself physiologically in our body. It is something that, you know, take a look at stress. Stress can cause ulcers. It can cause kidney failures. It can cause stomach issues. It can cause nausea. There are so many things. Cardiac, yes. It affects every part of your body. And that's exactly what burnout is. Burnout is overstressing your system. So while we might think of it as being a mental thing, and we tend to treat it mentally, it presents itself physically and can cause physical harm and damage that then needs to be reversed physically as well. Once you fix the mental, doesn't mean that your body just says, "Oh, okay, your head's okay. Cool. I'll just heal your heart. I'll heal your kidneys. I'll heal all your stomach issues. I'll heal all those things for you. No problem." You know, those are permanent issues that you then have to, if they're reversible, you have to work to reverse them in a physical sense. Yeah.
Shawnalyn, this is Carol. I want to add to what you're saying, that I believe our body is wiser than our brain even. And I think that this is a case for the importance of tuning into our intuition, to our gut, to our physical state, and not resent it, not fight it, not always power through it. What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, I think we need, if we are a little bit more in tune to what it is that our body is telling us, we can treat it kindly for starters, but we can also be more proactive, be more preventative. And I think women especially struggle with this because we feel selfish anytime we take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. That is, and this is, again, goes back to, you know, this is actually how we're built. This is how our hormones work. It's, you know, we are different from men. We can try to say we're the same as men all we want all day long, but the reality is that we are built differently. And one of those things is that nurturing, that motherly type of aspect that comes in, whether you're actually a physical mother or not, that's irrelevant. We have this tendency to want to take care of others. It's just something that comes naturally to us. So we put ourselves on the back burner and we don't prioritize ourselves. And anytime we do anything for ourselves, we feel selfish. We're apologetic about it. And we frankly don't know how to say no. We're terrible at saying no. And that ends up causing burnout. So that's probably one of the biggest pieces of advice that I tend to give as a start to how to prevent burnout is identifying what your limits are, setting some healthy boundaries, and getting more comfortable with saying no.
Shawnalyn, I do too. Can we take a couple steps back though? Because you had mentioned you finally realized that you were suffering from burnout when your body broke out in a horrible virus, a horrible, painful virus. There must have been signs, right, before that happened. So how do, and you had mentioned this, and it might have been before we started recording, but, you know, you don't really know that you're in burnout until you can't deny that you're in burnout. What are there signs so that people can not get fully in burnout, that, like, what are some typical signs that women especially, but anybody would experience if they're on their way to burnout?
Yeah. And it's a little bit tricky because it does tend to present differently depending on the type of personality that you have. So again, just being a little bit more in tune to who you are naturally and recognizing when things feel a little bit off. That's kind of the biggest key is, I know it's super scientific, when you feel a little off, but to get a bit more specific, I know, so scientific. But to be a little bit more specific, it's things like, you know, especially if you're a morning person, like I'm someone, I get out of bed by about 5:30 in the morning. And when I'm noticing I'm kind of lounging in bed till 6:30, well, that's maybe a sign right there. And I can say to myself, oh, I just had an extra late night last night and I'm just feeling a little extra tired. But when that starts happening consistently, something else is there. It could manifest it's in how you are feeling when someone asks you to do something. Are you feeling dread for everything? Are you not enjoying your day to day anymore? Are there things that used to give you joy that are no longer giving you that experience? So it does tend to start more mentally than physically, but you might also notice, you know what, my stomach's been a little bit off. That's usually one of the biggest things that people find is their stomach is usually like, listen to your gut, literally. If your gut's feeling a little bit off, and sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, nourishing it a little bit with some nice foods and a little bit of, you know, calm music to kind of take down our stress levels. But especially as we get older, The way that our body produces cortisol changes, and cortisol is the stress hormone, of course. And the higher that cortisol level is, the harder it is on our body to recover from it.
Sorry, let me ask you a hypothetical situation.
Sure. Well, here we go.
Okay. Get ready for it, Shauna Lynn.
Okay. Let's say hypothetically that a person was having a conversation via text with a customer service representative of a big box store and blew her stack while texting with this chat bot from a big box store and texted very mean things to this faceless, nameless person because an order was screwed up. Is that normal, or could that be considered a little bit of burnout?
I mean, I don't know this person, so it could vary.
Yes, sure.
but you
do.
I would say, is it normal? I mean, I think we all have those moments. It's akin to like when you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off and you get super frustrated.
Good example.
So I think we all experience sort of those knee-jerk reactions. But a lot of times it's a reaction that's based on other factors. That's usually the last straw that kind of really gets your blood boiling. But maybe, you know, earlier that day, the kids were running late for school, so you end up being late for work, and then you spilled your coffee, and then the lineup at the drive-thru took absolutely forever, and then your boss got upset at you for something that you didn't even do, somebody else did it, and now you're on the phone with customer service, you're on this chat bot with customer service, and of course the chat bot's not paying attention to you or understanding how you're saying things, and the entire world feels like it's against you. And you let all of that out on this poor human being on the other side of this.
John, she's in your head. She is in your head.
She is. Seriously. Shauna Lynn, you just diagnosed the entire situation in like 30 seconds. Nicely done.
Hypothetical person. Very well done.
Yes. Hypothetical person.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure. So, yes.
But is that burnout? Yeah. I mean, those are a lot of factors to take in one day. At what point during that day have you taken time for yourself? And if you haven't done that, if you haven't had a chance to do a bit of a reset, that's how it's going to present itself at times. And, you know, usually your friends and family will notice you're not quite yourself. They'll be a little bit on edge, not knowing which version of you they're going to get at different times. Sounds familiar?
Oh my God. It's funny, not funny. So my question, I'm loving that, you know, be aware, tune into your body, listen to these cues. This could mean that you got burnout. You said the first step is to set healthy boundaries, learn the ability to say,
limits are.
Yeah. So what else, what other advice? Cause we're entering key burnout season here. What other practical tips can people apply today to help either identify or actually do something about it to alleviate it?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is we can't avoid stress. And I think that's, everyone has this misconception that if I just avoid stress, then I'll be okay. I just need to avoid stressful situations. That's never going to happen. So you need to find ways to be able to recognize that stress and manage it better instead. So if you're finding your blood starting to boil a little bit, what can you do in that moment, as well as what can you be doing on a daily basis as daily routines in order to help to prevent the stress from getting to you the way that it does? Because stress is usually caused by an external factor of some sort, but we then internalize it, and that's what ends up causing the issues. So if something is stressing us out, again, first of all, recognizing it, saying it out loud if we need to, like, this is something else that's happening to me that is causing me stress. What can I control? What can I not control? And learning how to be able to talk yourself through it. But I do talk about understanding how the five senses will help you to reduce your stress in the moment. And this is not my own theory, by the way. This is something, again, scientifically backed. But by tuning into your five senses, your touch, your smell, your taste, your sight, your sound, and you don't necessarily have to use all five, but if you can use all five, those can immediately give you that release that you need. So there's two different factors to it. There is the having daily routines that help you to manage stress better when it comes at you, and then having the tools to be able to address it when you're in that moment, whether someone's yelling at you or you're dealing with customer service or road rage or whatever it might be. What can we do to deal with that in the moment? So touches things like, you know, maybe you want to wrap yourself in a cozy blanket or a cozy sweater, for me, I have a lot of cats in my house. I just pick up a cat and start petting it. And, you know, that usually does really well for the touch part of it.
And you know what? You beat me to that. I was just going to say a cat on a lap is all you need.
Right? Yeah. That's like it. If you've got furry friends, honestly, like that to me is one of the absolute best things that you can do. You know, but if you're a mom, maybe it's about, you know, snuggling with one of your little ones for a little while. Like what kind of touch do you need in order to, you know, kind of help to bring that heart rate down a little bit? In terms of smells, you know, lighting a candle, maybe it's even having a cup of tea, which takes care of the taste as well as the smell, because you've got that warm smell, you're feeling it. You got touch, taste, and smell all in one there. You know, maybe you're listening to music and taking care of the sound. For myself, I listen to classical music all day long. I changed my routine to this about a year ago. Best thing I ever did. I'm no longer changed by varying types of music or by you know, different talking that comes on, like the different lyrics, how those might affect me. Or one of the worst things that I think most people can relate to is hearing that song that takes you to a stressful place that is associated with a negative memory. I avoid all of that by just listening to classical music all day long. You know, so in
Shonalyn, this is brilliant, brilliant, simple advice that people can apply immediately to what one of your senses or more of your senses can you soothe, right? Or treat or
that's
what you
exactly
enjoy.
It.
And I also think you're also, by tuning into your senses, practicing presence. It's making you more present in the moment, and there's less stress and anxiety when we practice presence.
Carol, you absolutely nailed it. That's exactly what tuning into your senses does, is it brings you back to the present moment, and it takes you a little bit out of whatever it is that's causing stress, whatever that external factor is. It doesn't mean that it goes away. I mean, there are some pretty major things that people are dealing with that are bigger than someone cutting you off in traffic, of course. There are some real hard-hitting things. You know, maybe you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, or financial constraints, which I know a lot of people are facing this year. You know, there's a lot of big things that don't just immediately go away, but it helps you to bring yourself back to your present when you tune into your senses. Yeah.
By the way, I just saw one of your furry friends.
That would be Logan. You might accidentally hear him. I'll apologize in advance for that. He's a very chatty boy. Usually my cats are sleeping during this time, so I'm usually pretty safe.
And that was fun stress relief. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you honed in on something that I think people are experiencing quite a lot right now. And I'm calling it like this post-pandemic stress disorder, because I find I have a lot of clients who say have customers or clients of their own, and those clients are just beating the crap out of them on a daily basis. People seem harder to please. People seem more quick, like the person in my hypothetical, to be ignited by something small and minor when, you know, previously, you know, they could just let that roll off. And I don't know whether it's a product of the world, the environment, the economy, doesn't really matter. It's happening. But the good news is, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's like if you turn it around and focus on you, even if it's just for a few minutes, even if it's just for a pet to pet a cat or have a cup of tea, you can bring those levels back down. And that to me is a super simple solution.
Yes.
And you don't have to feel guilty about taking a minute to stay away from the world, to pet a cat or have a cup of tea, because it's for your health, physically and mentally.
Yeah. And for those around you. Self-care is not selfish.
And ideally, self-care is not happening just because you're in a moment of stress, because it's something that we should be incorporating into our daily routine. Whatever that looks like, I think it looks different to everyone, but incorporating movement, getting some fresh air potentially. I mean, I love nature. I don't care what time of year it is. I experience winter where I live. I don't care. I'm getting out and getting some fresh air pretty much on a daily basis. I like to go for a nice walk or something. I'm active. I run a couple times a week in the morning in the snow. I don't care. I box. I do a lot of different things. But I also understand that getting up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the gym is not everyone's jam. Like, I get that. So we got to find what works best for us, but that allows us to consciously and purposefully take time for ourselves throughout the day. That helps us to manage those moments that much better as well. Yeah.
And we do have to wrap up, but can you tell us then, so your primary job, if you will, is to coach people. Are you coaching people on how to manage stress? Like, how can somebody incorporate coaching in order to avoid and or manage burnout?
So in my coaching, we talk a lot about how to manage the stress levels, how to, you know, reduce the stress levels, how to prioritize self-care. But we, of course, want to still ensure that we're getting work done as well. So we talk mm-hmm. about different practices that help to reduce some of the stress in your day-to-day life. Again, going back to those healthy habits. So things like, you know, managing that to-do list a little bit better, prioritizing things better, how to manage your time, both between work and life. I think that we have this misconception, especially entrepreneurs, that we need to work all of the hours of all the days and do all the things for all the people. And the reality is that that's not going to get us very far. In fact, it's just going to burn us out. So being able to get very clear on what your vision is, who it is that you support and how you support them, so that you can say no to everything else. And that's one of the big things that we focus on in my coaching, is clarifying what your vision is and ensuring that we are evaluating the opportunities based on what makes the most sense to take us closer to that goal as opposed to further away from it. I say no to opportunities all the time that might sound like, oh, that might be good exposure, or that could be fun, or this might be something that, you know, could pay off down the road, or I was kind of thinking about going in that direction anyway. But the reality is that the time I'm going to spend doing that is potentially taking me away from the time that I could be investing in something that's going to be more productive towards bringing me closer to my goal. So that's the big way that I end up coaching predominantly women, I'll admit. Again, not surprising, women tend to be the ones that are suffering burnout, but that's not to say that men don't experience it as well. And it's very real for them as well. Yeah.
I think it's great. And I think it could be worth a try if for no other reason than you have sort of like an accountability coach and somebody to keep you on track, so that instead of just sitting in melting down in the burnout, you can start focusing on what you want and not sort of reveling what you don't. And I know a lot of people, because I'm both a woman and an entrepreneur, and it ain't easy sometimes if you don't have somebody tapping you on the shoulder to say, knock it off.
Yeah. And you bring up a really good point. I'm a huge, huge advocate for accountability partners. I think they work really well in addition to having a business coach, because they provide different types of supports. But if you're not at a place where you're quite ready for business coaching, an accountability partner is a great way to kind of get that, like you said, that accountability, but also that sounding board, that person who can hear your thoughts so that the thoughts aren't staying inside your head. If you're not dealing with an accountability partner or working with an accountability partner, I generally recommend take up journaling too. Just get those thoughts out. I think the more that we internalize mm-hmm. things, the less healthy it is, the harder it is on our body. And it tends to take our focus away from pretty much everything else. So that makes it that much more difficult to accomplish what we need to accomplish. So we need to kind of be able to compartmentalize and separate while still not ignoring anything.
And that's going to be a great way for people to end 2023 and have some yes. positive resolution for 2024. And we do have to wrap up, but Shauna Lynn, if people want to connect with you, you do have a website, which is aboutshaunalynn.com. And yes. you're on the Instagram and you're on the Facebook.
The Instagram.
And so people can visit there and check you out and learn what you're about. And, you know, yeah. listen, if you're feeling this way at the end of what seems to be a very long year for a lot of people, and you want to make some good, healthy decisions as we enter into 2024, check out Shauna Lynn Coaching at aboutshaunalynn.com. This has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so Shauna Lynn.
Yes, this has been my honor. I appreciate this. This is a great segment to be able to end the year with, as you said. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And we got to see a cat, so that's always fun.
There's 10 of them in this house. It's pretty much a guarantee you're going to see one.
Holy, yeah. holy cow. Yeah. I thought I was the crazy cat lady guy. Holy wow. Okay, 10.
Yeah, Frankenberry has a drink.
We need to talk, Frankenberry. Yeah, we need to talk. Yeah.
Jonna's not telling you that she has three as well.
Oh, lovely. Oh, so this is accidentally. Whole family here.
Yes, accidentally. She's just discovering now what it's like to become a crazy cat lady.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, three is kind of where you start that tipping point there. So, yeah.
Yeah. See, actually, years ago, I thought it was, I said to myself, you know what, four, I can justify four. It's when I got to five is when I started wearing a muumuu and eating ice cream with a spoon out of a container, you know, out of the big half gallon kind of thing. I was like, okay, yeah. Going to the mailbox and Crocs. Yeah, that's.
Shauna Lynn never stopped wearing the muumuu, Shauna Lynn. He still wears the muumuu, so don't, you know.
Hey, I love it. Yeah,
it's comfortable. It. All right, listen. Shauna Lynn, thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays, happy new year to you. And we're not done with happy hour just yet. We'll be back. Segment number three is on the way, so please stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back one more time this morning to Happy Hour here. It's Jonna Spillbore. It is Carol Pesci and myself. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Frankenberry.
So it was nice to talk to Shauna Lynn Simon, get some tips on how to not burn ourselves out and some things we can do to give ourselves an assist.
She was
fantastic.
Yeah. And her energy definitely bounced back since her 2017 episode of Shingles, because I like the fact that she's giving you permission to take care of yourself. And it's, I know this sounds so stupid, but it's like, I think we forget to do it. I know I forget to do it. And then we get a guest on the show who's like, you got to take care of yourself. At 5 cents, have a cup of tea, pet a cat. And I'm like, I can do that.
You can do that right now, as a matter of fact.
And I do think end of year is always a good time to take stock. And I don't know, like I seriously mean, I feel like people are a little bit quicker to be short with each other. And this is a time of year when we really should not do that. And maybe we need to look within instead of looking without. And this was a pleasant, pleasant reminder. So hopefully people will check her out at aboutshaunalynn.com.
The other thing is that she, a cat lover, and she calls herself, air quotes, a foster. And so, Jonna, you're technically not a cat owner. You're a foster cat mom. And but, 3 is nothing compared to 12.
Yeah. That's
a professional. Good point.
She's a certified foster cat mom. I'm just a lowbrow foster cat
mom. That's right. You're an amateur. A ranked amateur.
I'm working and my way up.
Soon to be 6 if you're not careful.
Yeah. I know. Well, on that note, at least, you know what? At least if I suffer from burnout, I've got my choice of cat rear ends to scratch. So that's a good thing.
There you go. And you'll
go.
And you're always going to have a cat sticking its butt in your face. So you got nothing to worry about there.
Our life is good.
All right. Yeah. There you go. And that's a way to
hashtag why I have a dog. And
you're ready for this one?
Yes.
That's a way to end the show.
Oh, Frankenberry.
I know. You're welcome.
You only allowed one Sagu per show, Frankenberry.
Well, that wasn't a Sagu. That was just a really bad pun. That's
fun.
All.
All right.
All right. I'm here all week. Try the veal. Tip your waitstaff. We'll be back next week. It's Jonna Spillbore. It is Carol Pesci. Thanks again to Shauna Lynn Simon for joining us today. I'm Frankenberry, and we'll be back again next week, same time, right here. And we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spillbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.